Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
GB, first practice tonight for the green team. Basketball practice one more time. Last time. So as you know, if you're listeners to the show, you may remember. My oldest and I have a little bit of like a George Steinbrenner or Billy Martin thing where he's fired me multiple times from coaching him. Doesn't love it, but as he's gotten a little bit older, we kind of realized there won't be many more opportunities for this to happen again.
We realized that, or you realized
both
that?
Both of us did.
Okay.
This is his in-school league that they do.
Did he come to you to rehire you, or was this broached by you?
Again, these are all great questions.
Yeah.
So it was actually my idea, and here's why, though. It sounds like, son, you want to win state? No. It's so he could play with his best buddy.
Danny's like, he's fired me three times. I somehow keep end up coaching him again.
So I brought it up to him, and I said, here's what I'm thinking. You want to play with your buddy, right? Your really good pal. We live on the same street, and they walk to school every day together, right? And they're great friends. His dad and I play hoops together on Monday nights. A great dude. We all get along really well. If you'd like to play with your buddy, we'll volunteer to do it. If you want, we'll coach the team. And the boys talked it over.
And he said, I'd love to do that, but how do I do that without you coaching?
And at first he was like, no. And then I convinced him. No. And he was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. So again, this will be it. This is the last time I will ever be coaching him in anything, which is like a little bit.
How do you know that?
A, I know. But B, I'm not coaching his like travel soccer stuff. We have turned that over to professionals to do that.
Okay.
And I'm certainly not going to be his high school soccer coach in 3 years or whatever.
So you think he's just going to go the soccer route, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, but even if it is basketball, it's like it's school stuff. It's like out of my hands. This is the last rec.
One last ride.
Basketball thing. So I've got a few years left with my 7-year-old, but he's now 12. So our first ride is tonight with the green team. I will give you a scouting report and let you know. There's a draft and there's a whole thing where we're all trying to put rosters together, do the best we can. It's a developmental league, so everybody wants to be competitive. Hopefully teams aren't too, you hope teams are evenly matched. But I will give you a scouting report after tonight.
So you don't know your team at all yet?
We know a little bit. Just the kids that you've seen that you know from, being around.
Got it.
I was like, hey, to my son, like, hey, who's good? Who should we try to do? And then we do the best we can in terms of, like, trying to make the teams even, et cetera. But I had to draft three kids blind who I've never met, I've never seen before.
Here is my sincerest hope for you is that you make it through the season without getting fired.
You joke, but that's mine too. That's literally my only
thing. Are you the head man or the assistant?
Technically the head coach, but that doesn't matter. It only matters like I have to send an email or something to the team.
Right.
And I guess I'm responsible for timeouts. But and what we'll do is
hopefully you're better at it than Dan.
Well, I was going to say, if it goes bad, I'll just move my assistant coach from one side of the bench to the other.
Have you considered that?
If we have a 4-game losing streak where we get beat by 20 plus points in a league where it's unusual to score more than 30,
just change seats.
We'll just change seats. That'll be what we do. But I basically, what we've decided is, I will not be coaching as often as possible my son. Does that make sense? Like, if there's a correction to happen.
Here's what I want to know about this. Yeah. I'm so fascinated.
I know.
By this.
I know you are.
You know, I love this bit.
I know.
Because here's
and
why.
And you're really digging at it.
Well, here's why I love it.
Picking the scab.
No, it's not a scab. It's you come in here every time and you're like, dude, it happened again. And then 6 months goes by and we're back at it. And it just. So what does your wife say about it? Like, Does she say, I don't know, or does she encourage that you should do it?
You're asking great questions. It's a mixed reaction. Okay. Like, she doesn't want, rightfully so.
I'm laughing. No. I do feel bad because I know you want to coach him.
No, but it's not even that.
You should be able to get through the season, and it should work. It's not like it's I've seen you coach. You're not like being crazy.
Right. I promise you I'm not a tyrant. I know everyone would think I am. I promise
you
I'm not.
It's a good bit on the air, but yes, you're really not.
I'm not. She doesn't want the dramatics correctly. She has the correct assessment on it.
Meaning just at home.
Yes.
As mom and wife, she does not want to deal with the chaos.
So, you know, there'll be a time, for example, this is years ago when this happened, where like, I don't know if he was mad at me. I don't know who he was mad at. I don't know what the pouting was all about, but it happens. A 9-year-old kid pouted a bunch and didn't put forth the requisite amount of effort and energy.
And by the way, if it's not you and it's another coach, he probably just acts differently because it's
totally,
not dad.
Totally.
You know what I mean? That's just what you deal with as a dad coach, I'd imagine.
So now when coach is talking to you, it's dad talking to you. And now that's you're even more entrenched, even more. So now it comes home and now it's like a blah, 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 and the whining and everyone's mad. And she's like, that can't happen. I'm like, I don't know what to do about that because we'd probably have to have that conversation when you're not putting forth, when you're not trying and pouting
but
and storming off.
That's where your assistant could come in.
And that's the idea. But even still, like I didn't coach him last year, for example. He had a great guy, this dude named Ryan, fantastic coach.
Larry?
No, different guy. Like an actual adult.
Okay.
I'm kidding, Ryan. Come on. You're corporate. But a real adult with the kids who's been around, who's done this for this league forever. Awesome guy. Like, literally, could not have been happier he ended up on this guy's team. And Ryan is patient and kind and does all the right things, treats the league the way it's supposed to be treated. Well, there was a game, there's a moment where he, talking about my son, sandbagged, didn't care, pouted, wouldn't shake hands for good games, stuff like that, which is unacceptable.
But also normal, I would
but
say.
But it's what kids do.
Kids do this. It's not like he's the only one doing that over the course of a season.
Of course. But what has to happen? That's the reason we do sports. That's the reason we're involved in all these things. These are teachable moments. So now I'm going to attempt to do some teaching. Like, hey, that's unacceptable. You made a commitment.
As you would do with any kid.
This is my point.
Yes.
So when it's just that, I'm not the coach. That's dramatics. Now you add in the fact that it's coach dad doing it, and there's going to be a whole bunch of things where everybody's mad at me. That's going to happen, and that's inevitable. And I've signed up for it again.
I think this could go well this time.
I hope so.
He's a little older.
Yeah. A little wiser.
A little wiser.
Yep.
You've been around the block one more time. Maybe you know which buttons can and can't be touched. I think we're going to be okay.
Well, the instant any coaching happens, it's treated as like a direct personal affront.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, buddy, don't reach in. That's to anybody. Don't reach. Because if you reach, they'll call a foul.
But what about your assistant? We let him do a lot of that.
This is the idea.
Coaching.
He is going, I'm going to try just to say, I love you after the game. And that's that. During the game, the assistant coach is going to have to, like, can you tell him to not reach in? Would you tell him to please stop moving on the screens? Would you tell him to not hoist that three because he's not Steph Curry?
I think it's going to go better this time.
I hope so. But either way, it's the last time. So
one last ride. This is your last dance.
This is it.
This is
this
MJ
really is our
Scottie.
Last dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should make a documentary about it. Could Toby and Ryan follow you guys around with cameras and microphones
By the way,
this season?
It would be a great bit. The kids
last
would
dance.
Love it. The kids would love it. Someone needs to say something about me on the iPad, and I laugh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.